thee on the folly of sin I repine. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I've loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The fullness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet Jesus. The fullness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, the fullness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy. The Lamb. Oh, we cry, holy, 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 Lord, you are holy, holy, holy. We cry, holy, holy, holy is the Lamb. Oh, I love Jesus, I know thou art mine. You've saved me, you sealed me, you chose me for your bride. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I've loved thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How we love the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Truly, this is my story. This is our song. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine, and oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, I'm purchased of God, I'm born of His Spirit, and washed in His blood, and this is my story, this is my song. Let's sing that first verse one more time. And blessed assurance, and Jesus is mine. And oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. Savior, all the Hum it to him one time. This is our song, praising our Savior all the day long. Heir of salvation, it all belongs to you, the bride of Jesus Christ. It has been purchased, it's been paid for, and is given to you freely. All you have to do is say, Lord, I accept it, Lord.
Amen.
I take it, it's mine.
Praise
God. You have to fight for it every inch of the way, but it's yours.
Amen.
Satan can't take it back. It's mine.
Amen.
My name, your name, is written on the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen.
You've seen it there. You see it. Said he took from his bloody side and he dipped his finger and he wrote in your name. See your name written in that Lamb's Book of Life right there. Your name. Your name is there. It's our possession. Heir to it. I was born to be a son of a king.
Amen.
It's my destiny. It's everything. And Satan can't take it from me.
Amen.
And how appropriate tonight that this great, what a New Year's message for us. What a New Year's time to come in and to take the Lord's Supper. You know, we think it's a great honor sometimes. Somebody asks us over at their house to eat.
Yeah.
It's like, would you come to our house and eat? We'd love to have you. And you prepare the house, you get it all ready and for them to come over because you want to do something really nice for them. That's what Father is we're doing tonight, our supper with Him. He said, do this in remembrance of me.
Yeah.
And the best that we've come tonight to prepare ourselves and left no stone unturned.
Yeah.
I search my life today and it's like, Lord, if there's anything, Lord, forgive me, Lord Jesus. Take it away, Father.
Yeah.
I want to come to that communion table. I'm unworthy, Lord. But I'm so thankful that I can come to it, Lord.
Yeah.
You've beckoned me, you've called me, and I'm an heir to it.
Amen.
And it belongs to me. And how appropriate in that battle that you fight daily, day in, day out, day in, day out. You're going to be fighting it right now. Satan trying to tell you, no, it's not yours. You can't have it. You failed. You're no good. All the things that he tells us, it's a battle. But inside of your heart, you know, oh, I'm a royal seed of Abraham. And you can't take it from me, Satan. It's mine. I was born and predestinated for it.
Thank you, Lord.
And after the battle, Abraham, he went after Lot. He goes, it's mine.
Amen.
That's my possession.
Hallelujah.
He was down in Sodom. He's mine.
Amen.
Sons, daughters, children, grandchildren, doesn't matter. It's mine.
Amen.
It belongs to me. It's mine. I can claim it and I can go after it. And I can believe it.
Amen.
Then, when he went after and he got him, and he brought him back, the battle was over. Then who came?
Amen.
Melchizedek.
Amen.
The great I am.
Hallelujah.
So
Did you believe that, Brother Branham? Amen. He said it was. Without father, without mother.
Amen.
No beginning and no end. And then after the battle, what did he do?
Yeah.
Took communion.
Amen.
The bread and the wine.
Hallelujah.
So we fight the battle, but then we'll take the communion.
Amen.
Victory is ours.
Amen.
So let us open up our hearts, our souls, our mind, our every fiber of our being to hear the word. It may go deep in our hearts. In the Lord, let us become more like you. Let us realize that we are heirs to all things. Truly, as we listen to this message, that we know it was brought for us tonight. It was preached for us. God foreordained and predestinated that we would hear it tonight. He knew we would be hearing it, and He knew we'd be taking the communion. He knew we'd be standing here. He wanted to reassure us one more time. All things are yours, children. You're my lambs. I purchased you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I paid the price.
Thank you.
You're mine. I sent you a prophet with a word, a message to restore, to call out. And whatever you have need of, it's yours. It's yours. It just belongs to you. Heirs. Praise the name of the Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus. Now we've worshiped you, Lord. We've sung songs to you. We prayed, we invited you to come to us, Lord. Now we're ready to hear your word, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Your precious word, which is everything to your bride, to your children.
Amen.
Speak to us, Lord. Speak. Our hearts are open to hear that word. We want to invite you, Holy Spirit, to come by way of your prophet, to come and bring us this word. We want to sing our national anthem, what we consider. All things are possible if we'll just believe. And we confess. Let us say, we believe.
We believe.
Amen. Let's sing, only believe. Only believe. Just only believe. Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible. Seated. It's my privilege once again to welcome to this pulpit God's prophet and the Holy Spirit that spoke through him to bring us this message.
Amen.
Possessing all things.
Amen.
Spoken to the bride of Jesus Christ tonight in Jeffersonville, Indiana. God bless you. Here's our prophet, God's messenger, Brother Branham.